Let's go to our Skype line, Larry in Austin, Texas. Hi, Larry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been following the SEG for a while now, and I believe John Searle did exactly what he claims he did. And I have the video, too, by the way. I can attest it's excellent. As I understand it, the use of alternating current and DC current is the secret to magnetizing the materials to make the SEG-style magnet.
That's correct.
My question is simple. Why, John, have you not allowed others the opportunity to duplicate your findings? It seems this technology is too important to mankind to have it buried or not have others do peer reviews. So how about doing publishing the frequencies and ratios for others to verify this?
Well, there are two important issues here. Patent office says to us, do not patent it, it's a know-how. Second is, terrorists are looking for technology which can destroy things faster. And one of these magnetizers could black out a whole town, probably as much as 50 miles away, if they use that field as a weapon. You would have to buy all new TVs, computers, a power generator would have to be installed to put your power back again. That is why we have set a company up specially to do the magnetic side of people who have been fully trusted that they will not use the technology to force other people to do things they don't want to do.